I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Marcy Height, and you're listening to the Think Inclusive podcast.
Serious question. Do you like to play with your food? Tell the truth. Of course you do. I don't know how many of you like to cook, but it is one of my favorite things to do. I didn't always know how to cook, though. When I was 10 or 11, I remember my parents letting me cook dinner, but that was mostly from the microwave. It wasn't until my wife, who is a nurse, started working evenings that I became proficient at cooking because I was the one at home with our one-year-old daughter. Fast forward 10 years, and now cooking is oftentimes a family affair, with my youngest of three, who is now 6 years old, asking if I need help every time I step in the kitchen. You know what an easy way is to get the family involved with making food? Using kitchen tools. And what a great way to make memories with your family. And that is what our podcast is going to be about today. We have Marcy Height, the founder of Cutie Foodie, an innovative company that produces a set of kitchen tools created for people with all abilities in mind. But first, let's take care of some announcements. This will be the last episode of 2018, and will officially bring season 6 of the Think Inclusive podcast to an end. That means we'll be taking some time off from publishing new episodes so that we can record interviews and produce season 7. You can expect maybe one or two episodes in the new year, a best of the podcast episode, which will feature clips from our last 6 seasons and a trailer for season 7. If you haven't heard me say this already, 2018 was a big year for the podcast. You will not believe what we have in store for 2019. Also, if you like the podcast, please help other people find us by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Think Inclusive podcast. Tell your closest friends during the holidays. We really appreciate it. Okay, enough about us. Let's get back to the interview with Marcy Height. Marcy, thanks for being on the Think Inclusive podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you so much for having me here.
Of course, of course. So the reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast was to talk about Cutie Foodie. So I'm so intrigued by this product. Why don't you tell me a little bit about who is Cutie Foodie?
Sure, I'd love to. So Cutie Foodie, or Quinn Daisy, is a fictional character that I created. She's a young girl who's blind and loves to make things with food in her watermelon-shaped treehouse along with her friends. So I'll just give you a little bit of background about that. I'm a voiceover artist, and I had been with a large talent agency. By name, it was amazing to be on their roster, and I was thrilled that they liked my work, but their focus was on celebrity talent, and I just wanted to be working. I didn't have my own recording studio at the time, so all I could really do was wait for them to call me. And at the same time, I was actually a volunteer puppeteer for a puppet show called Kids on the Block, which is a disability awareness puppet show program for elementary school students. School districts nationwide, possibly internationally too, I'm not sure, would buy a subject matter and get the puppets and curriculum that was associated with it for their students. So I had an awesome time voicing the puppets. They were big and colorful, and there were skits and songs, and a rotation of disabled speakers would speak to the children after the performances. So I got to know one of them very well, since I was often asked to drive her when it was her turn in the rotation. Her name was Elda, and Elda was 90 years old when I met her. She lost her sight at age 70 to retinitis pigmentosa. And even though she lived alone, her husband had passed away and her sons were grown, she basically continued to do all the things she had done before other than drive. She even taught people who were losing their sight how to function. The amazing message of the puppet show, that kids are different but inside they're the same, was really well received by the students. Everyone loved it. They'd ask amazing questions afterwards, and they were very much engaged. So basically, I thought it would be great if it could be brought to a bigger audience while I created some voiceover work for myself. So I contacted the Kids on the Block people to see if they wanted to make something for TV. I'd never written a show before, but I was living in Los Angeles, and I knew plenty of people who did, and I knew I could get some guidance. So it turned out that the Kids on the Block people just wanted to keep it exactly the way it was, which was totally fine because it was great that way. But my head was already thinking about what it would be like to create my own content. So I wrote a show inspired by the theme of the puppet show, that kids are different, but inside they're the same. The show is called The Smarticles, and it was about kid journalists in Washington, D.C. That show took me about a year to write. There was a big learning curve, of course, and it was a great experience. A friend who liked what I had written introduced me to someone who had just left Disney and was looking for content. She liked the Smarticles, and she taught me how to pitch, and we went out to sell it together, and it went pretty well. At the end of the day, even though it didn't get sold, though, I was encouraged to continue to write. After that, when ideas would come, it took me a lot less time to get them out and organized, since I had learned what I needed from characters and story from writing this article. And I was also discovering, surprisingly, that I enjoyed this writing process in and of itself, in addition to the voice work. So I also really enjoy cooking. So one of the properties that I created was Cutie Foodie. It was originally called Foodie. It's about a group of kids who love to make things with food. One of the many things that Elda loved and always continued after she lost her sight was to bake. She never really learned Braille, but she did learn enough to label her spices, and she marked her oven at 350 degrees, and she continued to bake. That definitely made an impression on me. Despite Elda's challenges, she always used her ingenuity and her positive outlook to reach her goals. This was the inspiration for the main character in the show, QD, Quinn Daisy. So when we created the artwork for the property, we designed some kitchen tools for the characters to use. We wanted them to be super fun. As an animated show, you have a lot of creativity in that way, and the designs were really appealing, but something about them just made me want to have them in my own kitchen. And so that is how it all began.
With these kitchen tools that you've created, how are you seeing that those have increased access for people with disabilities?
So I like to say that Cutie Foodie kitchen tools make making food more fun for everyone. So how do they do that? Well, these utensils have Braille on the measuring cups and spoons. They have sensory-friendly, easy-grip handles, and they have vibrant colors, just like real fruits and vegetables, which engage kids with and without special needs in the food prep process. A picky eater, for example, is going to be more adventurous with food if he's involved in making it. So I see the tools as functionally far-reaching, but more than that, they bring about the concept of inclusiveness, which is a theme that can be taken in even bigger ways in the kitchen and beyond. Something as small as people thinking a recipe should be made in different ways, to someone with low vision being able to measure perfectly, to someone who has difficulty in social situations. Cutie Foodie kitchen tools inspire people to work together and have fun together while making lasting memories.
Earlier this year, you used a Kickstarter promote your product. What was the response like to your Kickstarter? And now that you have the product available, what has the response been?
The response has been incredibly positive and, quite honestly, more impactful than I imagined. Like I said, I'm a content creator. I'm not an activist. I'm not a medical professional. And at the time I came up with this, I wasn't even a parent. So my goal was to be inclusive, yes. But when I created this project, I was basically looking to develop a great character for the show and write engaging stories that were entertaining too, and to produce merchandise that work within that content. I didn't have a good understanding of the needs of particular groups of people with disabilities. But when I started to tell people I'd meet about the utensils I was making, so many shared their stories of how and why one element or another would be so great for themselves or for someone else that they know. And then when I began putting Cutie Foodie tools out there on social media, that's when people, you know, I didn't know and I wasn't even really meeting, started contacting me about their needs and how Cutie Foodie kitchen tools and the Cutie Foodie story would be so useful for them in their homes and elsewhere. So, you know, some of these people have even inquired about becoming distributors in their regions. So in addition to special needs groups, even places like Montessori schools are planning to include them in, you know, in some of their rooms, and more traditional classrooms are interested too, and cooking schools. So really all of this has been an amazing journey for me, both personally and professionally, and I'm overwhelmed by the response.
It sounds to me like you've learned a lot from the people who have contacted you about how they are going to use this product, and just how inclusive the kitchen tools can be when you intentionally design that everyone can use them.
Exactly.
What is your dream for the future of Cutie Foodie?
Well, my dream for Cutie Foodie is that it becomes a household name for both fun and inclusion. We plan to add many more pieces to the line. They're already designed. But of course, for me as a content creator, my dream also involves seeing the Cutie Foodie show become a reality. So I plan to pitch it in the very near future.
You must have learned a lot from creating these inclusive kitchen tools. What do you think is the biggest barrier to inclusion for people with disabilities?
I think that's a really hard question. I mean, there's no one that's the biggest, because disabilities vary so greatly from issue to issue and from person to person. I think that a big barrier is that the gap between accessibility and inclusion is often large. When accessibility is the goal, it's often missing the next piece and the potential is left unmet. As far as Cutie Foodie goes, we hope that people will come together in the kitchen to enjoy them, each being able to contribute in their own way and collectively make great things. You kind of go with it when your heart is really in the project, and my heart is truly in the project. So I believe in it. I mean, I think that the tools are really fun for everybody. They're not created as a special needs product in any way. They happen to be accessible and inclusive, but we are seeing it as something that everybody can enjoy together. And I guess that is what we're talking about when we talk about inclusiveness in the first place.
Marcy, tell us how people can find out more about your product and where they can purchase it.
So our website is cutiefoodie.com, the letter Q, the letter D, foodie.com. So that's the best place to purchase the product. It's sold as a 7-piece set, and you can also find us on social media at cutiefoodie.
There's so many parallels to what you just said to everything about inclusion. And since I'm an educator, I immediately am drawn to, you know, a curriculum. So, you know, the curriculum is there because it's there for everyone, and we can tailor and use, and we can specialize parts of that curriculum so that it's more accessible to people with disabilities, you know, whatever it is, learning differences however you'd like to say it. But the curriculum is the curriculum. It's available and it's for everyone. There's nothing, or there shouldn't be something that's just special just for this particular group. And something else that we say a lot is, you know, there isn't any special education grocery store or special education gas station, or at least there shouldn't be. You know, I mean, it's part of our world, and we want people with and without disabilities to live, work, and play in an integrated environment. That is why we love the message that Cutie Foodie has, and we wish you all the best with your product launch, and we hope you sell millions of them.
Thank you. Me too.
We would like to thank Marcy Height of QD Foodie for being a guest on the Think Inclusive podcast. You can find QD Foodie products at qdfoodie.com. Follow Think Inclusive on the web at thinkinclusive.us. Tell us what you thought of the show via Twitter at @inclusive_pod or Facebook or Instagram. You can also subscribe to the Think Inclusive podcast via Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Anchor.fm, the easiest way to start a podcast. If you are using the Anchor app to listen, you can also favorite us and or use the applause button while listening to the show. To leave us a voice message, call area code 470-315-0912, and we may use your recording on a future podcast. We love to know that you are listening. Also, a reminder that you can support the Think Inclusive podcast via Patreon or Anchor.fm with a monthly contribution so that we can continue to bring you in-depth interviews with thought leaders in inclusive education and community advocacy. On that note, thank you to Patreon Donna L. for their continued support of the podcast. From Marietta, Georgia, please join us again on the Think Inclusive podcast. Thanks for your time and attention.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.